channel. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A violence monitor in KZN says blaming the country's high crime rate on poverty is misleading and unfair to the poor. Mary De Haas has been reacting to comments made by President Cyril Ramaphosa after his visit to the White House this week. Following what had been a tense exchange with Donald Trump on the issue, Ramaphosa told reporters afterwards that poverty was a major contributor to violent crime in the country. De Haas says South Africa has a violent past, but it's not the poor who initiate crime.
Poverty does not cause crime. It can facilitate it. A colleague of mine who sums up things very well, Professor Paul Lesulu, we discussed this and he said, well, the point about poverty is it allows people to be recruitable. You look at other African countries where the high levels of poverty, they don't have the high levels of crime we do. It's a historic problem.
She says organized crime is now a major concern.
It's about policing. It's about court. So this is a whitewash saying it's just poverty. It's much, much more complicated. We need a proper unit to address organized crime because if organized crime feeds ordinary crime, people stealing to feed their drug habit.
National Treasury says there'll be no bailouts for struggling state-owned enterprises, but there will be accountability. Director General Duncan Peterson says Treasury is sticking to its fiscal strategy despite having to adjust the budget. He says while no new funding will be allocated, Peterson has confirmed that audits will be launched to root out ghost employees as part of efforts to cut waste and save costs. He was addressing Parliament's Finance and Appropriation Committees yesterday.
Some of the new spending reviews are complete, like the work on active labour market programs and public employment, and that we will be tabling to Cabinet and elsewhere soon. And some of it has just started, the work around conditional grants review in infrastructure and the ghost worker audit.
And Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe says the country could grow its economy annually by 8% if it fully utilizes its oil and gas resources. He says South Africa's oil and gas potential remains untapped due to legal challenges from national and international environmental groups. Mantashe said they want to push ahead with monetizing indigenous resources. He was speaking at the launch of the SA National Petroleum Company yesterday.
Namibia next door here make huge discoveries of oil deposits. We can't touch them here. If we touch oil, we do exploration, we get taken to court and we stay in court forever. We have said to government, please set up a tribunal of judges to deal with economic dispute and deadlocks and accelerate the process. There are huge deposits of oil in South Africa, in our hot waters. But NGOs take us to court every time we touch any of those.
A recap of our lead story, a violence monitor in KZN says blaming the country's high crime rate on poverty is misleading and unfair to the poor. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.